This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Firstly, in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ
O you who believe, fasting has been prescribed upon you just like it was prescribed upon those before you, in order that you may achieve God consciousness. Taqwa. Taqwa has an encyclopedia full of meaning, subhanAllah. But in a nutshell, it's developing the correct relationship with Allah, fulfilling your duties and obligations unto Allah, His instructions in a beautiful way, and staying away from His prohibitions after knowing them and after understanding them, staying away from them for His pleasure and to be protected from His anger and punishment. So that is taqwa. So Allah says, it has been prescribed upon you in order for you to become conscious of Allah. Now, notice when you're fasting, the first thing you become conscious of is your food. You're not supposed to be eating and drinking. That's with the masses. The bulk of us, the first thing when we talk about fasting, the first thing that crosses the mind is, we're going to have to be staying away from food and drink. Alhamdulillah. So, you become conscious of food and drink. Did you know that you could earn the pleasure of Allah through food and drink if you were to eat that which is halal and pure and clean and tayyib, meaning it's been nurtured in the correct way and so on. And you could earn the anger of Allah through your food and drink if it is haram, if it is intoxicant, if it is something that displeases Allah that He has prohibited. So when you become conscious of your food and drink, not only does it help you with your health and so on, but it would actually primarily serve as you becoming more conscious of what goes into your mouth. Subhanallah.